And some, if a person is very well educated, you can do just what I did with you. You can say you're in the first. But you see, most, if I were interviewing someone with very little education, I couldn't do that. So, I talked to a man this morning, Sprock, and I guess he had 4 or 5 years of schooling. There's no way I could actually ask him to give him a principal's part. So,
oh, good.
So I simply have frame questions. That's the way I handle that.
Or you just have to suit your interviews to the position.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And it works.
Well, you know, these little tape recorders make it a lot easier for you.
They sure do. If I had to take this down, it would take it.
How many people did it? How did they write dissertations before they had tape recorders?
Well,
now, this is the way Martha does oral history.
They are. People took it down. They took the things down.
Did I tell you what she was doing for her master's degree?
What people used to do, they used to do this, but they would have a book. For each item, you see, and each item had the lines number 1 through 9. And each item would correspond with a page and a line, and they'd take it down as you said it. So it meant flipping through a book. That's the only way you could.
Well, this is really
convenient for me.
Mm-hmm.
You might say this, he took a big knife and did what to the other man?
Stabbed him.
And then
stabbed
him. And then he did what? He
withdrew it? All right, I don't know.
The teacher might come in, she sees a picture on the blackboard, she might find a picture, she might turn around and say, who
drew that?
If you wanted to lift something very heavy, like with an engine of a car, you might use what to pull it up, you might use. You might hit it.
Pull it.
Mm-hmm. And,
I couldn't think of pulling it, ain't that dumb?
Frequently I'll forget things like that. Forget names of my best friends. Just for 5 or 10 seconds I'll just draw a blank.
Blank is right.
And suddenly come to me. I've been on examinations. I took an exam one time. I looked at it's a question that I knew the answers, but I couldn't think it. So I just...
You just have to quit and go on with something else.
What I did get up and went out and got some water, came back and sat down, and it came to me, just was no problem.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad your young person does that. I seem to be getting worse about it. I don't know, I guess so. I guess it's time.
That happens to everybody, you just can't remember and come to your life.
Well, that Rudy Lee did it the other day on a television program. She was coming at you, and they had the three words, and it was supposed to be a telescope. And she thought of microscope, and she couldn't think of telescope to save her neck. It really relieved me to think that a young person like that, and she says, you look at things way off with it. And she couldn't, telescope wouldn't come to her. And it meant $200 to the person, you know, the show.
When you see someone in the morning, how would you greet them? You might say good.
Good morning.
And what about after, say, after about 12:30 or 1?
Good afternoon.
And, what about around 5:30 or 6, you might say?
Good evening.
The evening?
After 6.
Evening? How long is that the part of the day after 6 o'clock?
After 6 is evening. As if you're going to have an evening wedding.
Yes, ma'am.
After 6.
And what about in parting? You might say good.
Goodbye.
And, let's see.
Au revoir.
And someone.
Auf Wiedersehen.
An old farmer who had to get up and work, you said he got up and went to work before.
Before daylight.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about the sun before.
Before sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And he worked until...
Worked until night.
Mm-hmm. Or sunset.
Sunset.
And let's see, today is a... Let's see, Tuesday was today, so Monday was...
Yesterday.
And let's see.
Sunday was day before yesterday.
And Wednesday will be...
Tomorrow.
If somebody came Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you'd say he came Sunday.
A week ago.
And he's going to leave, not